Welcome to Houston Sports Talk with your host, Robert Land.
Thanks for checking into the best Houston sports podcast. Had to do a quick emergency Josh Hader signing special. Lots of griping from Astros fans, not happy that Jim Crane hasn't opened up his checkbook. Well, that ended today. The Astros signed lefty bullpen ace Josh Hader for a 5-year, $95 million deal, $19 million per year, no opt-outs, and very important, no trade clause. That's a big deal considering Hader turns 30 on April the 7th. If the Astros want to dump his money because he's slipping as a reliever, it becomes incredibly hard. Hader's got to agree to that trade. So why is this a huge move this season? The Astros took big hits in the bullpen with the losses of Hector Neris and Phil Baton. Kendall Graveman out for the season. The only reliable guys left, Presley, Abreu, and maybe Montero. So today, Hader, Presley, and Abreu give the Astros arguably the best back end of the bullpen in all of baseball. Hader's credentials, incredible. 5-time All-Star, 3-time NL Reliever of the Year, 165 career saves. Over his career, .944 whip, a 2.5 ERA, 15 strikeouts per 9 innings, and oh yeah, he's left-handed. Dusty would have loved this guy. He wanted a lefty for so long. They finally got one right after he leaves, but not just any lefty. This guy is the real deal. The Astros don't just have three dominant bullpen guys, but they can pitch them in the eighth and ninth based on how the lineup sets up with righties and lefties. So that's kind of cool too. Although word is, Hader is the official closer. Not sure what the conversations with Hader were about that, but that's going to be an interesting dynamic to see if they switch him up with Presley at times. Can Espada work that within the locker room, work that within those two particular guys? If it's an Astros pitcher, you might wonder, can he pitch in the postseason? That's a big deal. Hader's postseason numbers, 16 appearances, 1.37 ERA, 33 strikeouts, and only 4 walks. His whip is a crazy 0.712 in the postseason. Incredible stuff. Hader returns to the organization after they traded him to Milwaukee in the Mike Fiers Carlos Gomez deal. It's considered one of Luno's worst deals, even though Fiers and his innings were a huge help in 2017 with the Astros going through all those rough patches with injuries. Fiers helped them win the world championship in a way, but we know the rest of the story with Fiers. And while Fiers created that firestorm in Houston, Hader dealt with his own off-field firestorm when a bunch of racist tweets came out from when he was a teenager. He immediately apologized, took some sensitivity training, and it's mostly been forgotten since then. By the way, the Astros acquired Hader the first time back in 2015 in a great deal, actually in 2013, in a great deal that sent Bud Norris to Baltimore. It was 2015 when they then traded him out. Now back to Jim Crane, who said, quote, "We try to make moves to win. That's what this one is about. That was the going rate, and then that's what got it done. We're happy we did, and if we have to do something else down the road, that's a possibility too," unquote. This is the biggest free agent contract Jim Crane's handed out in his entire tenure. The only thing you worry about is that the Astros are spending too much for too long on a reliever. Relievers' productions can quickly fall off a cliff. We've seen that before. But Crane believes in paying for blue chip pitching. He pushed Luno into the Verlander and Greinke deals. As we all know, he pushed Dana Brown into giving up top prospects for Verlander the second time and seems more willing to throw big contracts out to pitchers instead of hitters. So overall, I mean, what can you say? There's no argument that for this year, the Astros are all in. We know what's going on with Kyle Tucker coming to an end in a couple of years. Bregman, you know, these guys are coming to the end of their contract, Altuve as well. So this year is the last year that you're sure you've got Bregman and Altuve and Tucker might be gone in a couple of years. You're worried about Fromber. But for now, the Astros have decided they're going in on Josh Hader. It's the right thing to do. What do you guys think? Let me know.
You're listening to Houston Sports Talk.
Hey, don't forget to support us by subscribing and commenting on YouTube. You can always listen to us on Spotify, Apple, or your favorite podcast app. Tell your friends about us and share our show links on social media. Spread the word, everybody. Thanks for listening.